There's a story that I want to talk to you about. Socrates is a proud young man came to Socrates and asked Socrates for wisdom. He walked straight up and said, "Oh, great Socrates, I come to you for wisdom." Now, Socrates, recognizing this pompous fool, when he saw one, he led him down to the sea and took him chest deep into the water. Then Socrates asked him, "What did you say you wanted?" "Wisdom, O great Socrates," said the young man. Socrates put his strong hands on the man's shoulders and pushed his head under the water for 30 seconds, and Socrates led him up. "What do you want?" he asked again. "Wisdom," the young man sputtered. "Oh, great and wise Socrates." So Socrates pushes his head under the water again. 30 seconds, 35 seconds, 40 seconds, 45 seconds. Socrates lets him up. The man's gasping for air. "What do you want, young man?" Between heavy breaths, the guy is saying, "Wisdom, oh, wise and wonderful Socrates." Socrates jams his head under the water again. 40 seconds pass, 50 seconds pass, lets him up. "What do you want?" "Air." The young man starts screaming out, "I need air. I want air." And Socrates says, "When you want wisdom as much as you want air, then you'll begin to find wisdom." It's all about how badly do you want it? Not just because you say you want it, because you want it more than anything else, just like this man wanted air. Now, the people that listened to this content, 150 hours and got 10, 11 certifications, they wanted it more than the people that were paying for it. So people that have privilege and they have money, what you need to understand is if you don't have that money, you have an advantage over them. Many of these people are soft. They're not hungry for it anymore. And when you're deprived of resources, you become hungry that you want it as badly as that young man wanted air. When I was in high school, I played basketball. I was competitive basketball on the basketball team. And I can remember, was it like 10th grade, sophomore year, I was co-MVP of my basketball team. And I didn't start that year. I remember like game one came and the coach had everybody stand up and he just started pointing, you. And he looked at me and I wasn't picked. And I went and I sat down and, you know, a little bit demoralized, like, why am I not starting? But I guess I'm just not, you know, I'm not good enough. And the coach doesn't have any confidence in me. Well, at some point during the game, the coach took out the player that was starting ahead of me for my position. His name was Scott. He took out Scott and he put me in. He's like, "You," he pointed at me, and he's like, "Get in there." I'm like, I was shocked. I'm like, wow, this coach is putting me in the game, right? And, you know, in the ninth grade, I didn't even play once the whole season. I just sat on the bench. So I'm expecting the same thing's going to happen. Well, I go into the game. I'm incredibly focused. I am just playing my heart out. And I never came out of the game the entire season, except for one time. I felt sorry for one of my teammates who wasn't playing because I remember what it was like to sit on that bench and never play. So I lied to the coach and said, "Coach, I hurt myself," or whatever it was. "I'm tired. I need to take myself out." And I took myself out of the game and I got to see somebody else play. But the point of that story is when I first went into that game, I wanted to be a part of that basketball team so badly. I played amazing, and that's why the coach never took me out. I earned that spot. I wanted it. I worked so hard for it, and I earned it. But I started to take it for granted because now I'm starting every game. I didn't have to worry about whether I'm going to be taken out. I had the coach's confidence. I was, you know, either the leading scorer or the leading rebounder. Nobody else on the team was getting more rebounds, and it was me and some other guy were always trading off on who was going to score the most points. But I can remember we went to Long Beach and we played this game, and the game was about to start, and I wasn't nervous, and I just didn't feel like this high energy. Usually that first game when I went in, I was nervous and I was anxious and, you know, fear and all this kind of stuff. You get so excited. But I just didn't have any energy for this game, and I was just taking things for granted. I wasn't hungry anymore. I think that's the best way for me to put it, is I lost my hunger. And, you know, the game, as the game starts and the other team's bringing the ball up the court, I'm just standing there kind of going through the motions, but I don't really feel that the game has started. But the game started. Ball's being passed around, shots are going up, ball's going in the air, and I'm not mentally there. I don't have that drive in me. I don't have that hunger. And I think the coach kind of called me out, like, you know, what are you doing? You know, get your head in the game. And I just wasn't there. I wasn't focused. And the bottom line is I took it for granted. Like those students that were paying $295 a month, they're taking it for granted because they have the money. They don't have to worry if they don't finish the program at the end of the month because they have a whole year. Just keep spending $300 a month, $300 a month, $300 a month. Whereas the people that took it for free, they knew there was a limited time. And they took advantage of it. And so I was taking things for granted. And there came a time where I was like, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to get myself up for this game? Because I've got the starting job. The coach, he's not going to take me out no matter what, even if I'm not playing at my best. So what did I have to do to get myself in a place where I'm hungry? And I remember what I did was I just started psyching myself out and I got angry. So when that ball went up, it was my job to go get it. And a lot of times the other team was beating me because I wasn't there. My mind wasn't there. So I started getting angry and I was like, that ball is mine. And I would just start making grunts and the ball would go up in the air and we start fighting for it. And I was like, I became a man that was possessed. That was my ball and nobody was going to take it from me. And it was a fight and I was just going to jump higher and I was going to hit people with my body. I was going to get that ball no matter what. And I started getting angry and angry and angry, and I'm running up the floor and running back. And it was that anger that I had to tap into to wake up and get that energy back and get that hunger back, that I had to want it more, that desire of wanting it more than the other guy wanted it, is where I started performing better and I started getting into the game. And then it became more enjoyable. So whenever I would find myself in basketball games and my energy level wasn't there, it's because I was taking things for granted instead of having that hunger and desire to want it more. This ends part 2 of Namaste India, a 4-part series.